MSU football undefeated in the conference, sitting atop the Legends division, climbing in the national rankings, an impressive 8-1 on the season, and with a few thoughts on the Michigan game on Saturday. It's WKAR's Al Martin, host of Current Sports on AM 870 and on WKAR-TV every Thursday night. Hi, Al.
How you doing, Mark?
Good morning. What are you going to remember from Saturday?
In a couple of years and years down the line, 10 years, 20 years down the line, Mark, I don't know if I will ever see an MSU defense as good as what we saw this past week. I mean, that was the story of the game. I mean, they held Michigan to negative 48 rushing yards. That's the first time this has ever happened in this rivalry. It was the biggest margin of victory for MSU over Michigan since 1967. I mean, they were unbelievable. I mean, Devin Gardner didn't have a chance to breathe. He was sacked about 7 times. Any time they tried to run the ball was non-existent. And you know, it's so funny. We were sitting in the press box with my fellow colleagues of mine watching the game. And we couldn't figure out the game plan offensively for Michigan because they didn't have time to set up one. Every time you look, Devin Gardner was eating grass the entire game. So that was the story of that game, Mark.
Let's look at the rest of the schedule here now. It's amazing how quickly the season has flown by. It's Nebraska, Northwestern, and Minnesota. How important are these last three games? What hangs in the balance here?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, we talked about on Current Sports last week. I thought whoever won this Michigan to Michigan State game this past Saturday was going to win the Legends division, because if you look at the road for Michigan State after this, you do have Nebraska, Northwestern, and you finish up at home against Minnesota. Those are all winnable games if Michigan State's defense plays consistently, which they have been this entire season, and if the offense plays relatively average, if you will, which Connor Cook has done. He's a great game manager. We'll be talking about that on. I got some points to make about that on the show as well, if you tune in today. But yeah, MSU, definitely all three winnable games. The thing about Michigan now, who's now, you know, they have their second loss now. If you look at the Big Ten standings right now, they have Nebraska, Northwestern, Iowa, and they still have to play Ohio State.
Yeah.
And Ohio State right now is pretty good, Mark, if you haven't heard.
We all know what happened on Saturday, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and as awesome as this defense is, it is the offense that's grabbing more attention more and more. What's happening now that wasn't happening those first few weeks? Is this execution?
Yeah, definitely execution. I think right now, Connor Cook has really impressed me in the aspect of he's not rattled. If he has a bad drive or a bad outing, he comes right back and has a short memory, Mark, and that's a good thing for him. If you look at that game, if you remember when the pass was thrown to Benny Fowler drops it in the end zone, and he goes right back to him, I believe, a drive later, and he scores a touchdown. I mean, Connor does a great job of saying, okay, that drive didn't go well, but we're going to come back, stick to the game plan, and make the play. And he does a great job at that, Mark. If you remember the Purdue game when it was the offense struggled, 14-0.
Right.
The next week he forgets about the whole thing and throws up about 4 touchdowns. So Connor Cook, I think, definitely from a confidence standpoint, means a lot to this MSU offense. And I think the overall psyche of the receivers finally catching balls, that has a lot to do with it too, Mark.
Tell us a little bit about what's coming up on the TV show this week. That's Thursday night on WKAR-TV, Current Sports TV.
Yes, this Thursday we will have Bob Every, who is the Greater Lansing Sports Hall of Fame. He's the chairman of the Greater Lansing Sports Hall of Fame. He's a famed boxer in the area, legendary boxer here in the area. He's also been a coach at LCC Softball. He's done a lot, Mark, but he should be a great guest. We also had him on the radio show. He's great.
Very good. Al Martin, the host of Current Sports on AM 870 WKAR every afternoon at 1 o'clock, as well as the host of Current Sports Television on WKAR-TV every Thursday night. Thanks, Al. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you.